Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your AgriSampo North America morning market update. And we are seeing a nice bounce in the grains in front of today's quarterly stocks report, which will be coming out at 11 o'clock Central Time, noon Eastern Time. December corn right now is at 676 and three quarters, up 7 1/4. March, 683 and a quarter, up 7 1/4 as well. November beans, 1420 1/2, up 9 3/4. January beans, 1430, up 9 1/2 as well. Wheat is also catching a bid this morning. There's some new tensions in the Ukraine, as the Ukraine has asked to join NATO. This is on the heels of the referendum that Moscow sponsored to try and move, try to annex part of the Ukraine. December wheat at 907 3/4, up 11 1/2. Kansas City wheat for December at 977 3/4, up 11 cents. Minneapolis wheat at 970 1/2 is up 14 1/2. Rice at 1721 is currently down 14. December cotton 84.84, that's down 32. March at 82.81 is up 8. Live cattle for December, 147.12, that's down 63. Feeders, 176.12, down 170. Hogs staging a bit of a micro recovery. We're at 76.90, that's up 118 after two rough weeks in the hog market. Orange juice for November, 190.15, down 30. Crude oil slipping back below the $80 a barrel level. We're at 79.88, that's down 135. November diesel at 321.51 is down 8. November unleaded, 235.35, down about a nickel a gallon. Natural gas is at 695, that's up 8. Gold at 1682.20 is up $13.70. Silver at 1914 is up 43 cents. Dollar index at 112.07 is currently down about 17 in unusually volatile trade again today. Stocks are doing a little better today. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 29,229, up about 5 points. S&P 500, 36.53, up 13. NASDAQ Composite, 10,826, that's up 89. Interest rates this morning are a little bit lower. The PCE inflation numbers came out hotter than expected. But we are at the end of the quarter, and there was large short positions in the bonds that I think are getting covered. And that's pushing yields modestly lower. Right now, the 2 years at 416, that's down 3. The 10 years at 374, that is down about 5 basis points, basically unchanged on the week. And the 30-year is at 371, that is down 1. I'd like to invite everyone for our live coverage of the quarterly stocks report that we'll be having starting at 10:45 Central Time. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great day.